Hello everyone, I'm Gary Roby with Call to Worship, as we take time to appreciate His rest.
Jesus saves, this ends my fear and doubt. A sinful soul, I come to Him, He'll never cast me out. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, He died for me. My heart is leaning on the Word, the written Word of God. Salvation by my Savior's name, salvation through His blood. I need no other argument, I need no other. Jesus died, and that He died for me. My great physician heals the sick, the lost He came to save. For me His precious blood He shed, for me His life He gave. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that He died for me. I know He died for me.
Heavenly Father, please help us to find rest today. You tell us in Your Word that we are not to be conformed to this world, and yet You know how we're surrounded by its influences every day. We're bombarded with messages telling us what to do, how to think, that we need more of this or that. And the list of our daily activities is endless. You know full well how hard it is to find any peace and rest. God, remind us that this world is not our home. Indeed, we're just passing through. May Your Holy Spirit give us wisdom to take time to be holy, to invest time in Your Word, and to find not just physical rest, but Your rest for our souls. Thank You, God, for providing this time of worship and praise to help us get refocused on the main thing, You and Your love. And as we do, to enjoy rest. Your rest. Amen.
Eternity roll.
You are listening to A Call to Worship. You are listening to Call to Worship. Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship and includes scripture reading and short devotional topic. Each song is carefully chosen to complement the topic while edifying the believer and as a testimony to the unsaved. all of this in an attitude of worship and praise. The Call to Worship time together each weekend is not just a music program, but it is an extended time of worship that's designed to flow seamlessly and thematically from one element to the next, all with one purpose in mind: to glorify God and give thanks for His marvelous gift of salvation and forgiveness. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501.
Should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home when Jesus sees my portion, a constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eyes on the sparrow, and I know that He watches over me. Don't you know that
don't you know that
it's I?
Our prayer is that this call to worship is a valuable part of your worship today.
I am finding
Jesus, I am resting, resting in the joy of what Thou art. I am finding out the greatness of Thy loving heart. Simply trusting Thee, Lord Jesus, I behold Thee as Thou art, and Thy love so pure, so changeless, satisfies my heart. Satisfies its deepest longings, meets, supplies its every need. Compasseth me round with blessings, Thine is love indeed. Jesus, I am resting, resting in the joy of what Thou art. I am finding out the greatness of Thy loving heart, of Thy loving heart.
Rest is a concept found throughout Scripture. As a person, it is vital that we have times of rest. Our body requires physical rest, sleep. Our minds need times of rest from the stress of this world. And our hearts, our spirit, needs rest so that we can recharge and be refreshed. Let us listen to Scripture and learn from how the concept of rest is described in God's Word. Moses gave instructions and encouragement to the children of Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 12. You shall not do according to all that we are doing here today, everyone doing what is right in his own eyes, for you have not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance that the Lord your God is giving you. But when you go over the Jordan and live in the land that the Lord your God is giving you to inherit, and when He gives you rest from all your enemies around, so that you live in safety. Hebrews 4. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering His rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. For we who have believed do enter that rest. As He has said, "So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest." Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world, for He has spoken in a certain place of the seventh day in this way, and God rested on the seventh day from all His works. And again in this place, "They shall not enter my rest." Since therefore it remains that some must enter it, and those to whom it was first preached did not enter because of disobedience, again He designates a certain day, saying in David, "Today, after such a long time, as it has been said, today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered His rest has himself also ceased from his works, just as God did from His. Let us, therefore, be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the Word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." God instructed that there be a rest for the land, as well as the working animals and the people from their work. Exodus 23. 6 years you shall sow your land and gather in its produce, but the seventh year you shall let it rest and lie fallow, that the poor of your people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field may eat. In like manner you shall do with your vineyard and your olive grove. 6 days shall you do your work, and on the seventh day you shall rest, that your ox and your donkey may rest, and the son of your female servant, and the stranger may be refreshed. We will rest and cease all our earthly labor when this body dies. Death is referred to as rest or sleeping. Look at 2 Samuel chapter 7. When your days are fulfilled, and your rest with your fathers, I will set up your seed after you, who will come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. John chapter 11. These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. Howbeit, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought he had spoken of taking a rest of sleep. Psalm 37. Trust in the Lord, and do good. Dwell in the land, and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Matthew 11. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. There are many times in this life when we pray for God's Holy Spirit to bring rest to our hearts. Here's an example of that in 2 Corinthians chapter 2. When I came to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ, even though a door was open for me in the Lord, my spirit was not at rest because I did not find my brother Titus there. And again, we find the same concept in 2 Corinthians later. This would be in chapter 7. For indeed, when we came to Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Outside were conflicts, inside were fears. Rest also brings peace. Listen to the voice of Jesus saying in John 14, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. One of my fondest moments as a father was when I was holding one of our children. They were quietly resting, nestled snugly in my arms as I would move slowly back and forth in the rocking chair, singing to them. Ah, those were precious, restful moments for them and for me. Just that thought might bring back some memories for you. Think of this example as you enjoy the rest that your Heavenly Father wants for you today.
Oh, Soul
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song as we have looked at His rest. It is my prayer that this time has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And if you're interested in learning more about God and how to obtain more fulfillment and rest in this life, talk to a local pastor. God loves you so much that He sent His Son Jesus into this world to give you new life. Christ can give fulfillment and purpose in life and help fill your heart and mind with healthy thoughts that will bring about kind and loving actions. God's Word makes it clear that there are many good things available from Him, but the greatest is His love. When you make a decision, please let us know. By mail, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us, where you'll find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace.
Just rest.